Two milestones on TV today. Family Guy, once canceled by Fox but brought back, still going strong, marks its 200th episode. How about America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC reaching its 500th episode? Joining us to talk about these milestones, TV Guide entertainment editor Matt Rausch. Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah, you know, a lot of people forget that Family Guy, which has been a centerpiece of Fox's what they call their animation domination Sunday lineup for a number of years now, that in the early days it was bounced all over the schedule. The network didn't really believe in it. They certainly didn't believe in it the way they believed in The Simpsons, which is nearly twice as old. And again, that one, I don't think anything's ever going to touch The Simpsons in terms of longevity or possibly popularity, because Family Guy is not for all tastes. And that's one of the reasons Fox probably didn't know what to do with it in the early days. But when they canceled it, it became a huge sensation in cable repeats and in DVD sales, and they realized they really had a hot property there. So they brought it back, and it sort of created this mini empire for Seth MacFarlane, who's gone on to create other animated shows for them called American Dad and The Cleveland Show's a spinoff of Family Guy. He had a big hit film this summer with the movie Ted. And, of course, Seth MacFarlane is also the guy who has been tapped to be the Oscar host this year. So it's a big moment for Seth MacFarlane, but it all stems from this raunchy little show about this twisted family with all these blackout gags. And tonight's episode involves little baby Stewie's time machine going backwards, and he has to stop himself from being unborn. But you have all these really disgusting jokes played in reverse. So if Family Guy is your taste, it's a pretty good episode. It's going to be an hour-long celebration with another half hour of behind-the-scenes stuff. But definitely, this is like a big moment for Seth MacFarlane.
And what about America's Funniest Home Videos?
Well, you know, it's one of those shows that you almost forget still on the air. It leads off the ABC lineup on Sunday nights, and it has for, you know, many, many years. I think it's like its 23rd season or something. And as long as, I guess, people keep having weird incidents, keep getting hit in unmentionable places, and it's captured on camera, put on YouTube, and they siphon it off for America's Funniest Home Videos, I suppose we will never run out of material for a show like that. It's very cost-effective. It works for them. Of course, we tend to forget about it because it's opposite 60 Minutes and football and all the other things on Sunday night. But for families who watch that show and laugh together, it is a staple, and I guess always will be.
A good point. You know, one of the family shows on TV, unlike, I guess, some of the others.
Certainly not Family Guy. That is not family viewing.
Right, exactly. Like MTV's Jersey Shore, briefly, they're going to have a fundraiser this week?
Yes, on Thursday. Now, the Jersey Shore, we pound them a lot for being among the most idiotic and reprehensible of celebrity stars, but they're going to give back. The setting for Jersey Shore has always been Seaside Heights, and that was a community particularly devastated by Hurricane Sandy. So on Thursday, the cast with some other special guests are going to gather in MTV's Times Square Studios for a fundraiser. They're going to give back, and that's a good thing. So for once, I will not beat up on Snooki in the situation, as long as they're doing good for their community.
Matt, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor.